get this fucking show on the road.
Yeah, no, we're good to go.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Best threesome ever, episode 22. I'm Nick.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Kevin, judging people on Tinder.
Yay.
Hooray.
Sorry we're a little bit late on this one. We're a couple weeks late, but we were busy doing Fest, and I was doing a show.
I thought you were about to talk about the time. I'm like, they don't know how long it took for your computer to reset, Nick.
No, I was...
It's not like Kevin and I have been sitting here for the last hour playing with Tinder because
technically only been it's only been a half hour because we ate for the first half
that's
hour.
True.
Yeah. Yes, you know, like we so do often.
I don't know. I'm really distracted by this dude's ass on Tinder.
It's not as weird as it sounds. It's a girl's profile, but she has a picture with a gentleman who is just loving his life.
Yeah,
yeah. He's got full on thong going on, and good for him.
You know, if he got the butt for it, I suppose.
And he does. Good for him.
I do not, but I did for a time anyway.
Awesome. But yeah, we were
storing an extra $50.
But yeah, we just finished with Fest, and I had I had to open a show designed and built Avenue Q, so. We were busy, so we had to miss a week. So, but here we are again, and back in action.
Episode 22. Yeah.
Brought to you by
Minds Eye Comics.
In Egan.
Burnsville.
No, oh, Jesus. Wait. Now he's just doing to be a dick.
Oh, shit. No, really?
No, it actually is Egan.
Okay, it is Idiot. Egan. Why do I feel like you guys change this on me every week, though.
We don't.
Oh,
we don't.
Okay.
We always say it right.
Shit.
Any Hoosiers, how's it going, guys? Woohoo!
Yeah.
Hello.
I feel like I haven't seen you for like 5 days.
Or ever, because we don't see you, because it's a podcast.
Oh, you're talking about... I was talking to us.
Oh, I was talking to our fan.
Our three of them? Well, now we understand we have like four of them, because Graham, we said your name. Are you happy?
I do feel as though we should have him as a guest at some point.
Of course we are.
Give him a chance to defend himself a little bit.
No. That is my answer to that.
So, you know, obviously a lot's happened.
Yeah, events have transpired.
We miss a week and suddenly the geek world blows up.
It blew up like a motherfucker.
Off the top of my head, we got Luke Cage came out.
Yep,
Luke Cage came out.
CW released their entire first episodes of the Berlantiverse.
Mm-hmm.
I know, you can't really just call it the Arrowverse anymore.
No, it's the Berlantiverse.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's now officially like the Whedonverse instead.
Yeah, so I need to catch up on all four of those episodes since they're not on Hulu. That's what I was going to do the past couple mornings, but fuck me, I guess.
Yeah. So
I'm catching up on Walking Dead instead.
Oh, okay.
Well, thank you for catching up on Walking Dead. I appreciate it.
But there was news released about that. There was, in the last couple weeks, there was news that Matt Smith suggested he would be willing to step back into the role of Doctor Who. Which was very interesting.
Well, yes, that did happen.
The last few weeks, but it was recent. I know that.
Well, because and it's not out of the realm of possibilities since Tom Baker himself on the show said that he does revisit a few favorites. So.
Sure, and that's not unusual. And I'd be cool with that. I'm also rewatching through. Well, I'm watching season 9 now of or series 9 of Doctor Who, and I just got to an episode where they name check Jack Harkness. And I want Captain Jack back. Mm-hmm. I so do.
Well, he's going to be in the Christmas episode.
Really?
This year.
He is?
We're getting the return of Captain Jack Harkness this Christmas, if I recall correctly.
I'm looking at it. Oh, hi, Tinder. Sorry.
Jesus Christ. there was that. We got a new...
A bunch of previews came out.
Yeah, new trailers came out.
Yeah, Legends of the Hidden Temple now apparently is going to be a movie.
That's going to be a thing.
Starring our good old buddy Kirk Fogg.
Right.
Who nobody knows who that is.
Probably not, but...
Kirk Fogg, anybody? Kirk Fogg.
It wasn't he
the... He was the host.
Yeah, the host. I was going to say, he was
and
the host.
And now he... in the movie, it looks like he essentially... runs a Legends of the Hidden Temple theme park?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. I'm not going to lie. It kind of looks like a kid's movie, but I still probably will go see it.
Oh, it's absolutely a kid's movie.
We're still going to see the balls. I think we should go together wearing our shirts.
Well, fuck yeah.
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 And actually, I think it's going to be on Nickelodeon November 26th, so we'll have to sit around a TV and watch it. But hey,
whatever.
I'll fucking wear my Green Monkey shirt, which, by the way, they got the fuck called out during the trailer. I love that.
Red Jaguars.
So Power Rangers still does not have a teaser yet, which makes me very angry. But the new set of posters came out.
Great.
Which all look great, awesome. But people lost their minds over the Yellow Ranger
one. Of course they did.
But with kind of good reason this time.
I'm trying to remember what it was.
So it was
a car crash related.
It was said driver's license not required.
Oh, that's right.
And it's like, oh, did nobody just like take 2 seconds to maybe just go, oh yeah, maybe the original Yellow Ranger who this person is playing died in a car accident. So that one, I'll actually give people credit for. The other thing that people have lost their minds over in the last month was the production still from Jumanji came out.
Yep.
Starring The Rock and Amy Pond.
Yeah, it looks very...
I have strong opinions about this.
Nerdist had a few video shoots from it, too.
Did they?
Yeah,
but it was... The production still showed Miss Karen Gillan in a very, like, old... A cliche jungle safari outfit, very revealing short shorts and a tank top. And people lost their minds. And like the director was like, no, I promise there's a reason for this. And I got in a huge fight on Facebook with somebody who called this person disgusting and a human dumpster fire who came up with this. And I'm like, you haven't seen it. Maybe she was at a party and they're like, oh, we're having a Jumanji party. Let's dress in like cliche, goofy outfits. And they get sucked into the jungle. And she's like, why would they just get sucked into a jungle? That wouldn't happen. And it's like, bitch, have you seen Jumanji? That's the entire point, you fucking whore. I didn't say that last part, but I said it internally.
And on Nerdist, they thought maybe, and their theory was that they're avatars, which is funny because the three kids in the movie are two guys and one girl, and I think the ratio is different, and so they think one of the guys. And I thought of you, Kevin, because they think one of the guys is actually
a girl.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yes. And so that explains the skimpy outfit because it's like an Avatar video game esque.
I love it. Nice. I love it. That would be genius because it fits so well.
Yeah. I will post
the archetypical of the nerd male playing a slutty looking female character in a video game, aka Kevin Melnick.
Hang on. I need a rant about this. Why the fuck are we making Jumanji again? That's my problem.
Well, of course. That's my problem, too. I don't think we need to remake it.
I don't want it. I don't need Kevin Hart in a fucking Jumanji movie. I don't need The Rock in a goddamn Jumanji movie. I don't even need Karen Gillan, sad it is for me to say, in a Jumanji movie. I don't need a Jumanji. I don't need it.
I don't need it.
Not a single one of them can hold a candle to Robin Williams especially not the supposed comedian in that fucking cast. I really dislike Kevin Hart. I don't think he's funny.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I think he plays on one cliche too much, and that's the fact that he's short. That's it.
I liked David Alan Greer in the original.
Yes.
Oh yeah. As a cop. I forgot he was in that. Mm-hmm. He was good in that.
The Soul Man.
Awesome.
I love. He worked at the shoe factory. Called him the Soul Man.
Later. Yeah.
I know.
And I'm
so well.
I used to love David Allen.
Reference to never mind.
I used to love David Alan Greer on when he would guest host on Loveline. God, he was so funny.
Nice,
but no. So I will post a link from the Nerdist that they did the little thing on it. And it's kind of interesting the way they kind of theorize about the avatars and maybe it's a game and that the dude is a girl, which would mean the young teenage girl is one of the guys. So the girl could be The Rock or.
Oh, I hope the girl's The Rock. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So. He, by the way, in my opinion, has excellent comedic chops.
He does.
He's getting better.
I love him. Better. Basically, everything he's done lately. And that would also make sense because I remember my best friend's mother, all of us played World of Warcraft, and she played too. And her main character was a male Draenei because she loved he was her, quote, beefy hunk of man meat. So it does go both ways. I know plenty of women who play male characters.
I was really hoping you were going to say that she played a Tauren cleric, because why not?
Right. And in some games you can't help but be a male character. Like, I remember playing online, like, what was the stupid Black Ops and all that online stuff? But Call Black Ops Duty? 2, Call of Duty. Thank you. Fucking stupid.
You're welcome.
So Call of Duty, but you play online and you know, you can talk to each other and blah, blah, blah. And my roommate would play and, we'd you're always a guy character. You can't choose your person, but, you know, it was always fun to go against and play with females who would kick ass. And I would be like, I feel awesome that you are playing video games and you're doing a way better job than I am. And I want to know who you are. Anyways, I'm sorry. Have you speaking of that, have you ever seen the video clip of the guy who is taking his like Call of Duty way too seriously? And he's like, oh, I need you guys to meet me over here, Bravo Alpha location, stat, I'm your commanding officer here. And he's just kind of way, and I can't tell if he's just doing it to be funny or if he's doing it because he's actually serious.
I don't care. That gentleman gets roasted immediately.
I feel like that's the kind of guy who's not doing it to be funny. I feel like that's the kind of guy who takes like Call of Duty shit way too serious.
Right. I'll post a video clip of it, but it's kind of funny because you hear the other guy's like, are you for real? He's like, I'm a commanding officer. Oh, no, we got one down. It's horrible, but...
It's awful. It's hilarious to watch because this guy is... He's right. Yeah, this guy's not faking it.
I don't think he's faking it.
Actually fucking doing it. I think he's... Because he can. And, ugh. It's hilarious at how much of a terrible person he is.
I'm the one who said he probably wasn't faking it. He said he wasn't sure.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Ass.
Rob pays
attention. I'm like half in today. Sorry.
It's better than being half out, I guess. There's also another one from a long time ago where
half in, then half out, then half in, then half out. Sorry.
Where another guy is like playing and he's like, oh, a chick online, and then he gets totally roasted by like six females. He's like, make me a sandwich, bitch. I'm gonna fuck you so hard that you're gonna come dust. It's pretty funny. It's the girl saying this to the guy, and he totally gets his manhood swiped away from him by about six women, and it's hilarious. Who are gaming. I'll post that video, too. It's fine.
Okay.
Okay, sorry.
If we stay quiet long enough, how long do you think he's going to keep going?
Oh, while.
No, that's it. I'm done. Those are the only two video clips that...
So that actually would segue well into my list.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
Go ahead.
Yes.
We'll see if I can remember all of it. So I wrote down this really slick list of, and I know I had a list last time. Apparently I'm the list guy now. But
hooray!
Of my top 10 plot twists in video gaming.
Okay.
We'll see if I can remember all 10.
They're in order. You said you put.
No. It's just kind of how I thought of them. So it's in no particular order, from most outstanding to least outstanding. But so back in the year 1988, my mother spent a ridiculous amount of money on the Action Set Nintendo Entertainment System. The Action Set is the $150 one that came with both Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt.
Yes, I had that one.
A zapper, a couple controllers, etc. Yeah,
I had the same one.
That was like the second to most expensive one.
It was the brother's Christmas gift because I have two older brothers.
Yep, same. So we of course went insane.
Yep, Cuckoo Bananas.
This was the most technologically advanced video game system we had ever seen in our life.
We played so much Duck Hunt,
right? And where you press the laser against the screen to get them.
That's how I started, but then eventually,
like, yeah, you start getting real good at it. Now, but when you first start doing, fuck you, ducks.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then you discovered that because
as soon as that bastard down started laughing at you, you're just like, I'm gonna murder my own dog. I'm gonna murder my dog.
I'm gonna shoot the dog.
So. Anyway, we go Cuckoo Bananas. We get just every video game ever. Obviously not everyone because it's foomf million. But one day I was given this game German called there. Metroid. And I have a fucking love.
I think Kevin liked it.
Loved this game. At the end, I was impressed and surprised. And this is what felt like 19 years later, finally finishing this fucking game. To find out that the entire time I had been a woman.
With green hair.
Well, only because the coloring was...
Yeah.
She's blonde. I only found out you were a girl the entire time. And I was... And that's sort of... Ever since then, I think that's what kind of started me not... I haven't played female characters because, if I'm going to stare at an ass for 40 hours, let's make it a good one. It's because I find it's more interesting when it's not, you know, a white male saving the galaxy again.
Right.
So, yeah. No, and that was the beginning of plot twists for gaming. Going to the second one I thought of was Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, yeah.
Having a main character who everybody spent a lot of time working on getting fucking murdered halfway through the game.
Yeah.
Making all of the work you did with her pointless.
Love it.
Hated it.
Super annoying, but amazing. Much. But amazing. The fact that they did that was brand new.
Was that probably be one of the first games where they killed off a main character? Wasn't it
in the middle of the game? Yeah,
in the middle of the game. Yeah.
Next up is actually another Final Fantasy X.
Never played it.
And this is obviously, spoiler alerts are coming up, guys. If you haven't played these games, I don't know what's wrong with you.
But there you go.
The finding out that you the entire time are just a ghost dream that your mutant monster dad came up with because of reasons. I can't lie, when Yuna ran to hug him and ran right through him, I got a little choked up. I cried a little. It was an emotional time for Kevin.
This is where M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong got his start, was writing all this shit.
Yes.
Yes, he wrote for Final Fantasy X, it's true.
I just meant all the games.
No. Final Fantasy X specifically. he's got a trademark is all over that. Convoluted plot line.
Totally.
Ghost. He's got a new movie coming up.
Mildly
but anyways,
offensive racist characters.
All right. Fucking Waka. Soups racist.
Yeah. Better yet, played by a fat Irish guy. John DiMaggio.
Yeah.
So next up, I had trying to remember my list here. Next up, I believe I had Call of Duty: Modern Warfare, the first one, and that was the plot twist of that I did not see coming was the nuke.
Oh yeah,
what is this? What
the first Modern Warfare, so Call of Duty 4.
Oh right,
Where you are again, you're the main character and you die part of the way through, and then you play someone else because you got fucking nuked.
And
you know these games, of course, have become kind of a bro time. A circle jerk, mockery of themselves. Right. Though that, I still enjoy them from time to time.
And a plot twist for me, was it the first one or the second one where you had to go into the airport and fucking just kill everybody?
Second one. Fuck, that was fucking fucked up.
Right. I was like, what? I had to what? I kill people? You're a bad guy and I'm a good guy, but I'm being a bad guy, but I have to kill innocent people in an airport and just fucking slaughter them?
And you can choose to not do it. But most people were just like, yeah, fuck these people. And sociopaths were born. So, yeah. Next one up is Silent Hill 2. The videotape, specifically. Where the wife basically explains to you everything that's going on in Silent Hill, how the entire place is just a manifestation of your guilt and you're in purgatory. But also, basically, everything that happened in Silent Hill 2. That game fucked me up for life.
Pretty much what the movie did.
It's in probably my top five video games of all time.
Silent Hill 2 or the
2? Two, because it was such a departure from the first one.
Yeah.
This is the first time where they got really weirdly psychological on you.
It felt the movie reflected the second game more than the first one.
Yeah, but only because it had the nurses, and that didn't even make sense. Like, the nurses made sense in the second game because it had to do with his wife and her being in the hospital and him basically like, I don't want to take care of you anymore, so I'm going to murder you.
Mm. Yeah.
But so that one definitely was big. Next up is BioShock Infinite. Oh, and Rob and I actually were talking before this, and he said that BioShock definitely deserved to be on there. And I actually saw a lot of all the choices you made were for no reason thing kind of coming. But in Infinite, where you find out Elizabeth is your daughter.
Yep.
And you're actually
the bad guy.
And you're actually kind of the bad guy. And like the whole time I was trying to figure out a way that he was going to bang her. And I'm like, oh, no, I don't want to bang her. No.
No.
No banging.
Kind of, but no.
Still a little, but no.
Right.
That one, I did not see that coming even a little.
No, I still think BioShock needs to be on the list. The first one.
Yeah.
Because that plot twist is great. And for me, it is one of the best ones in video games, aside from Portal 2, which is very good, too.
Portal 2.
Portal 2 is an excellent plot twist as well.
Also, was on my list.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine. After Portal 2 was Heavy Rain. Which
I never played.
Oh, I fell in love with this game.
I wanted to play it. I never did.
It was, and now I kind of don't want to tell you the plot twist of this one.
No, go ahead. It's fine.
Well, it turns out you play as four different characters. Yeah. Two of the characters, if you play your cards right, you can get them to fuck. And not only can you get them to fuck, it's interactive. Like, you wiggle the joysticks to fondle her tits and stuff. Yeah.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Sounds like Leisure Suit Larry.
Yeah, so, but I mean, it's telling a story, so, but you find out that one of these...
It's artistic sex.
Exactly.
It's artistic,
so Jesus. So one of the characters you play as, who is one of the most lovable characters, he's like this detective, you're running around, he's the fucking killer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bitches.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. The butler did it.
But, no, I got angry. I got mad. I'm like, you made me love you!
Yeah. Any others?
Yeah, there's still a couple more, and I'm trying to remember them right now. I remember my honorable mention was Assassin's Creed, and this wasn't actually a plot twist. This was a gameplay twist that nobody saw coming. And that's that. And I'm talking about the very first one, when every bit of marketing was just, you know, you're this cool assassin in the Crusades and right. that kind of thing. And then you find out the whole time it's just, you know, virtual reality game within a game, kind of a the Animus. Hmm. And that was very shocking that they did that.
Hmm.
I have a couple more, and for some reason they're not coming to me.
As you were going through your list, I was thinking of the movie Sucker Punch. Mm-hmm. Which clearly is not a video game, but for some other reason
It shouldn't have been a movie. It should have been a video game. It would have played out perfect.
Right. Yeah. And the plot twist at the end was very interesting. And I felt that that was actually probably one of my favorite parts of the entire movie was the end.
That was the soundtrack.
Soundtrack was decent.
It was a very beautiful movie.
Like,
if you could just have, the imagery and the soundtrack and just kind of cut the dialogue. If they had gotten a little more Mad Max on that one, it would have been a perfect movie.
Yeah, it would
have
been good.
That's what Steven Spielberg was on Inside the Actors Studio. He was asked a question about, you know, what makes a good movie, and he goes, "I hate to say this, but to all the writers," he goes, "what makes a good movie to me is a movie that you can turn the sound off and follow the movie just by watching the pictures and what's going on and the interaction between the characters." And
yeah, and I know I have at least two more, but I can't think of them. But I can think of one of the biggest ones, and that's Star Wars: Knights of the Old Republic.
Okay,
finding out that you're Darth Revan gigantic, fucking gigantic.
I got about halfway through that game.
Knights of the Old Republic was a kind of Mass Effect style.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
RPG, turn based, very D&D stat. Yep. Based, but it was super good, and that plot twist got me. The fact that you were this bad guy the entire time, and the Jedi had wiped your mind, and
so knowing all these plot twists out of your list, would you go back and play most of these games again, or would you not play them again?
There were some I would play again. Heavy Rain was I would probably never play again.
No,
not because I know the ending, but because the game, while fun and interesting, was QuickTime events.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All of it.
So
yeah, the whole game is QuickTime events.
So in general, do you guys, when you beat a game, do you play it again? Do you never play it again?
Depends on the game.
Coder, I could replay until the day I die.
BioShock, I'll replay another
BioShock
20 times.
I'll probably replay. Yeah, definitely.
Do you find that you have the same gaming experience that every time you play it again, or do you try to play it differently? Do you play it exactly the same way?
Well, they're not Metroid specifically, but actually Super Metroid. I had never played Metroid 2 at the time because mm-hmm. I didn't have a regular Game Boy. I didn't get one until Advance, or not Advance, Color. Hmm. And by then, Super Nintendo had already come out. But Super Metroid, I think I've replayed more than any other game, except for maybe Fable. Oh, Fable. Finding out that Maze, your instructor, was was the mastermind behind everything, not Jack of Blades. That was another one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But no, Fable, I've replayed a dozen times.
And that is worth the replay.
Yeah, love, especially once the Anniversary Edition came out. Super good. But no, Super Metroid, I replayed a number of times, and that was because I wanted to get my finish count down further to get it under 4 hours.
Sure.
Because once you get it down to under 4 hours, you get the special ending, which I eventually did. I think my third
the happy ending?
My third run through. Yeah, because that's the one where...
What game is this?
Super Metroid.
Oh, okay.
Basically, the quicker you beat it, the more layers of armor Samus takes off at the end. Not in a sexual way, just kind of a...
Right.
Okay. You get I can't explain any better than that. It's not a sexual way. It's just you see more of who she is.
Yeah. Was it one of the early Zelda games that if you beat it under a certain time, you would get a special... I want to say it was the second one, but Link would... he would turn... you'd get a different colored uniform the next time you played it. Or am I just making that up?
Yes.
I don't know.
His uniform went from green to blue or red or something.
Well, you get different tunics that do things throughout the history of the Zelda games.
Legend of Zelda?
Yeah.
I'm talking about the first two, though. Specifically the first two games.
Adventures of Link?
Yeah.
Was there side-scrolling in that?
The first one was the top view one.
The second one was the side-scrolling weird one.
Was that the second one?
Are you talking of Legend of Zelda Four Seasons?
I don't remember.
No, that one came out like a Mechanaut.
Yeah, that was only a few years ago.
No, this
ago,
was
now.
This was an original. This was an original like NES game.
NES game. Interesting.
Yeah, I could be making it up. I don't remember.
I hope you are.
You do make stuff up. You are a liar.
I am a liar. I do, although I do still have my original Nintendo powers.
Nice.
Yeah. They're probably not worth anything, but I don't care. I still have them.
Nerd.
Yeah, pretty much. I found them when I moved, when we moved to this apartment thing, when I was going through all my shit. I found them. Any other video?
No, I think that may have been the list. I think there might be one more, but for the life of me, I can't think of it.
So, kind of going on to that and more trailer things that came out. The new poster for was for the new Wolverine movie. It's called Logan.
It's called Logan. Also, there was another picture released today. I don't know if either of you
saw it. I did not see it.
They released a picture of Professor X.
Oh yeah, he looks brutal.
What? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's aged. He's aged a minute.
There's like liver spots and everything.
Yeah,
like they even give him just a little wispiness.
But is it McAvoy or is it?
No, it's Stewart.
And they give him a little bit of wispiness of hair to really give you the perception that he is old.
So
they must really be playing the age.
Yeah, they really are. And I think the hand that's holding Logan's is X-23.
His
clone daughter.
Yeah, clone daughter, yeah.
That'd be very
either that or Deadpool, according to Ryan Reynolds, who is a national treasure.
Think so. Oh, God, that would be...
Hashtag tender.
Hashtag God's perfect idiot.
Right.
So has there been any? I haven't really read much about it. I just seen the photos.
So it's going to be based on the comic book storyline Old Man Logan,
which is a very, very fucked up comic. But this movie is also going to be a hard R. So
yeah. And I'm wondering who their big bad guy's going to be because it sounds like they're using Essex Corps in this new one, and Mr. Sinister will be the main bad guy, but. Yeah, there you go. There's a picture of
him. Oh my God!
Yeah, it looks great. And like,
well,
like
I thought
said,
they were saving
like
him for the next X-Men movie.
No, they're using him in this one.
Because I wasn't sure if they're going to use like his brother, who does that weird spectral thing.
Oh, maybe. But we know. No, I'm pretty sure we know Nathaniel Essex is in this one.
Okay.
Maybe it's a Mr. Sinister origin story. I hope not, personally. But
because they without doing a full reboot, like. None connected to nothing.
Yeah,
there's not much more they can really do.
Yeah,
I mean they're in where they are in the movies now is about 15 years from where it started.
Yeah,
there's
not.
Well, I thought they kind of gave the Mr. Sinister birth story in with Deadpool. No,
you're thinking of the end of Apocalypse.
Apocalypse.
Were they? Well, that wasn't really an origin. That was just
it's like they've been hinting that they've been dancing around Sinister though. I think for a while though, haven't they?
No. This is the first mention we get of Mr. Sinister or Essex Corps is in the end of the teaser scene in Apocalypse.
Yeah, this is really the first dance. Not even the first dance. This is like they just got asked to prom.
Look at this photo.
Oh, holy shit. That's good.
Kevin likes
it's like a little and it's super beardy Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, beardy.
Beardy Patrick Stewart. Oof. Beardy Hugh Jackman.
Very beardy Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, I like it.
But no
shit.
Stewart looks like things have been a little rough.
Yeah,
Stewart. I swear to God, this is the conversation that's happening between the two of them right now. Number one, please push me over there. 24601. I swear to God, that's what's happening right now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I did not like him as Jean Valjean. Did not.
That's okay.
Meh. T-turn. But yeah,
I actually did like him as Jean Valjean. I did not like Russell Crowe as Javert.
I think
we can all agree that Russell Crowe was just a bad choice for Javert.
Horrible.
But I was sort of, you know, there are parts I didn't like about Hugh Jackman as Jean Valjean. There are parts I really liked about him.
Okay, let me...
There are other parts of that movie I can hate more than...
Not the worst Jean Valjean I've ever seen, but not my favorite.
No, there are definitely parts of that movie I can hate more than Hugh Jackman. Yeah. There are parts of that movie that I can hate more than Russell Crowe.
Yes.
Anne Hathaway.
I thought she actually did a really good job.
Hated her.
Really?
Awful.
I thought she sang it really well. Thought it was good. But what's her name that played...
Amanda Seyfried. Is who you're thinking of. She played
Cassette. The other one.
Oh,
I mean, I am thinking of her, but I mean
I'm thinking of her right now.
I was you thinking beat the movie. Me to the joke.
your name is Samuel L. Jackson? Who's that? I don't know. You ever seen a movie? He's the black guy.
Ted he's 2. Referencing Ted 2.
Ted 2.
Oh. Yeah.
The one I ever saw because I was angry about the Mila Kunis divorce.
Yeah.
Like, they... Don't fuck with me like that. Don't give me joy and hopes and dreams at the end of a good movie, and then in the next one just completely fuck it for no reason because you couldn't get her. Just don't do it then.
I don't understand how they couldn't get her. Seth MacFarlane and her are like buddy-buddy and shit.
I don't know what happened.
I don't...
Who knows?
Like, seriously. It's really annoying. Anyways,
Samantha Barks is what I'm thinking of. She played Eponine.
Yeah, Eponine, that's right.
Fantastic.
Ah, she's...
And she's beautiful.
Gorgeous.
And then after the movie, she did Cabaret. The stage version of
the
Cabaret.
The stage version of Cabaret. Oh! Did she play Sally Bowles?
Yes.
Oh!
Yeah. Not no, balls. Bowles. Bowl, like smoke a bowl.
B-O-W-L.
I know, Rob.
Bowles.
I saw Cabaret when I was like 6. I know, Rob. I should say first saw Cabaret.
At 6, really?
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a very, not a show you'd bring a 6-year-old to.
Inappropriate. The word you're looking for here is inappropriate.
I don't know. There are definitely shows that are inappropriate. I don't think inappropriate. I would imagine as a 6-year-old you have a lot of questions. Because, I mean, it's very...
I didn't understand all of it.
For example, why is that guy in fishnets?
But I've known the lyrics to Money Makes the World Go Round since...
You were 6?
About then, yeah.
Well, I'm impressed. I'm very impressed that your parents as a 6-year-old brought you to Cabaret. I think I saw it when I was 10.
Well, this wasn't the show. This was the movie? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you saw the one with Joel Grey and Liza Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli, yeah. Yeah. I saw the movie as well. I saw the movie after I saw the show.
Mama, are you proud of me, Mama?
I will grab a nerp and twist. I swear to God. I hate Liza. Thank God Joel Grey was in that movie.
It was a good movie.
Any Hoosiers?
So, any more about Logan or anything? No?
I mean, it's early on in production, so we haven't seen a whole lot. But what we've seen so far, it's promising.
I kind of want to know who they would get to be X-23.
Yeah, I don't think they've released that information.
No, because well, I mean, if what I'm seeing in this movie, she's very young, but I want to know because she is set to be the Wolverine in the next. If they keep going with these movies.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's what they did in the comics, too. For a hot minute.
That was around the time that I stopped
creeping. So we need somebody raven-haired and kind of purdy and...
Asian, if I remember correctly?
Yeah, I think they made her a little Asian.
Yeah. Because then he and...
Yes. Yes, they did.
Okay. I can't think of the character's name.
I can't either. I know who you're talking about, though. Marvel's version of Katsu.
The daughter, wasn't the daughter the product of Logan and what's-her-name getting it on?
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of the, because you know how I am with names.
Yuriko.
Is that, yeah.
Yuriko.
That's it. Thank you. Yeah. So, anyways. Anybody see the new Pirates
trailer?
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
I did, too.
So that is Will Turner's son.
Yep.
And what's his face from Bond?
Yep.
And I can't think of his name right now. Yeah. Yes, I love him. So good.
He's got a fantastic voice that I just
and it. I gotta say, I was not thrilled with the last one, but this one has me intrigued.
Yeah, the last,
especially
one I was
since
not thrilled with.
Bloom is supposed to be back.
Really? No shit.
Yeah, because that's who Will's looking for his dad. The little baby Will. I don't know what his character's name is.
Right. And then obviously Jack Sparrow will be in it because, you know.
Right, because it's Jack and he's got to be. He's already, they already have a poster of him, so.
I hope he looks more like his Keith Richards.
Oh, he hasn't aged a fucking day. He hasn't. He's Johnny Depp. He looks the same as he did 20 years ago.
I know. But
ass.
Amber Heard would disagree with you.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was, I watched it. And I got excited, and then I was kind of like, oh, this will be interesting. But then I felt, by watching it, it was too much like the first one, like with the Yeah, the undead.
But I don't mind because that was their best one. So why wouldn't they want to? And I like the headless, the guy who had half a head. I like right. And I think these guys are supposed to be more like whites or specters or
right, like
wraiths or right. that kind of a thing. Less of zombies, more
I think cursed more of, by more pirate
of,
gold.
Yeah, more of a
spirit.
Yeah,
because it's what Dead Men Tell No Tales is the name of it.
Yeah. Yes.
So it'll be interesting. I'm curious to see where they go with it. I'm excited. I know we had mentioned talking about this, not on the podcast, but off air, about guilty pleasures, and one of my guilty pleasures is the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. I love them.
Not even a guilty pleasure of mine. I have no shame.
Except for the last one that they did.
Definitely learned one of my guilty pleasures this fest run.
Did I?
And that's how much I love Bring It On.
Oh, yeah. Dude, the first time you did that, I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck was that?
Yeah.
Like you.
So, for those who don't know, we do the stockades and we tell jokes and we basically rip on people. And for the longest time, we would have a riff of this person thinks this is this and this is this. And like a Manila folder is a contortionist from the Philippines, that kind of thing.
And
Nick would always end it with, this person's so stupid they think Twilight's a good movie. And I never really had anything to go from that. But occasionally in the Blonde Show, I would say, this is the only person I know who thinks Bring It On is a documentary.
Well, a series of documentaries.
Yeah, well, or I changed up, but whatever. Right.
This year, Kevin added something.
This year, I added something. That's for anyone who knows the movie. When Eliza Dushku's character is trying out, she says, "Yeah, but can she cheer? Try this on for size. Awesome! Oh wow! Like totally freaked me out. I mean, right on. Oh sure, number one, and with the exact." Hand things that they do and everything, and Nick lost his goddamn mind. I like that movie a lot. Shut up. Eat me.
It wasn't so much that you knew the cheer. It was the hand motion. You had him down to a fucking T. Even that, like, double clap hand. Like, I was like, what the fuck is going on here? Did we time warp somewhere? It was like, who are you and what did you do with Kevin?
I like Bring It On. It's one of my guilty pleasure movies. Along with Biodome and Sister Act.
Oh my god, Sister Act. Wow. I do.
Biodome?
You're welcome.
You Sister walked Act. Past Biodome and went straight to Sister Act.
Because really?
I
was agreeing with Sister Act. I like Sister Act.
For the longest time.
And the second one even I like.
For the longest.
I like Sister Act as well.
For the longest time when I was in college, my voicemail greeting was my college buddy and I. Doing the, hi, I'm Bud, and I'm Doyle, and when we're not out saving the environment, we're thinking of you, naked, thigh deep in tofu. Directly from the movie. What? But us saying it.
And on your answering machine?
On my voicemail greeting, yeah.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
We were watching all the time.
I still occasionally listen
also,
to songs.
Also, I would like Graham
from...
to take a picture of himself as he hears you make that noise.
Through his headphones. My God, Graham! If you
you are welcome
when you listen when oh
ladies, sorry, it's our podcast, lady, who I'm dating. Damn it!
No, Megan listens to us now.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, that's right.
We got two
that's
ladies.
That's true.
Yay! So we can actually
two.
Say,
yay!
Yay. We're not as chauvinistic as we thought. Okay, yes, we are, but we can dream.
So, yeah, new Pirates trailer.
New Pirates trailer.
All right, so are you guys actually excited about it?
The new Pirates?
Yeah.
I'm intrigued. I'll say intrigued. Maybe not excited, but I'm intrigued.
I'm not excited about it as it was.
Weren't we supposed to get a new Rogue One trailer by now? What the fuck happened?
We
were supposed to. What happened? Where is it? Why isn't it not in my life?
Because they want to fucking drag it out.
It's coming out in a couple months.
I don't know what just happened.
By this point, we had had three Force Awakens trailers. Oh,
yeah. That's true, but that's one of the main films, not the...
I know, but still. It's still fucking Star Wars. This one's got Darth Vader in it for crying out loud.
Kevin's transforming.
I like Star Wars, guys.
Multiple characters. I do too.
Really?
I think they're... I don't know what they're waiting for. Who in the fuck knows? I don't know.
Which, actually, my nerd grab of the week, which I'm actually going to do too, since we missed an episode.
Sure.
So it's technically been a month since our last podcast.
Yeah.
So I have two nerd grabs of the quote-unquote week. I should say bi-week, but it sounds dumb.
Whatever.
So, firstly, I got a lightsaber from Ultra Sabers, which I am in love with.
Okay.
It's very cool.
It's the kind that has a second housing unit for the blade, so that took me a little while to find a good place to kind of screw it in so it wouldn't pop out. Hmm. But other than that, I got the basic sound, which is like their cheaper version. And it's amazing. It's still perfectly fine. Saberforge, while the hilts are attractive, I got better things to do than wait 4.5 months for a lightsaber.
Try to order one now that's going to be forever. Yeah. Star Wars and Christmas. And-
so, because I bought a hilt from them a year ago, and I got it in like February, March, April, yeah. March, I think.
Yeah.
Mid-March. So that was almost 6 months, and that was just kind of unacceptable.
Yeah.
Especially when they said it was going to be, you know, 12 weeks at most. It said 8 to 12 weeks.
And your saber is very cool. I like the what's the word I'm looking for? The flared end.
Yeah, which is how I've designed my lightsaber since I first started drawing lightsabers. Yeah, so it looks exactly like my dream lightsaber would, so I'm very excited. So yeah, that was my first one. And then my second one was actually earlier this week. The new Magnus Chase just came out by Rick Riordan, who did the Percy Jackson series.
Oh yeah.
Okay. This one is about the Norse gods.
Oh, I've heard.
So the first one, The Sword of Summer, very, very good book, very witty. He writes, it's weird how much this very old, I don't want to say older gentleman, but, you know, I would call him in his middle-aged-ish.
Sure.
How well he can talk like a teenager. Like, oh. He even uses the phrase, because reasons.
Awesome.
Wonder if he's got a teenage
He has to. Or... He's oddly able to get into the mind of a modern young adult.
Cool.
But it's witty, and I'm in like chapter 3 right now in the second one, but already I'm pretty hooked. So
nice. By the way, and cuz I was just scrolling through apropos of nothing, Forrest Whitaker has been announced that he's joining the cast of Marvel's Black Panther. Hold on. Awesome. Kevin, continue but closer to the mic this time.
I love him.
Yeah?
Right?
He's such a good actor.
I love him, all about everything about him, even his silly lazy eye.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Especially his silly lazy eye, in fact.
I still want to know what the fuck he's doing in Rogue One.
We'll find out soon.
Yeah.
I love him.
And he's getting up in all the nerd properties, yeah, isn't he?
I love
him. A-okay with this.
I like that Forrest Whitaker's making himself a little bit of a comeback.
Right. I loved him in Good Morning Vietnam. Sorry,
don't call it a comeback. He's been here for years.
Hey, LL Cool J.
Jesus.
You motherfuckers aren't choosing to be funny this week, so...
God damn it.
I have to pick up the slack, and we know how that works.
Because we had to be funny for 2 weeks... For 2 months. We need a break from being funny, yeah. God damn it.
Can we not be funny for a while?
Well,
Marty, I mean...
And I was funny last night at the Lair production meeting, so... For Ian's boss.
Okay.
For Ian's boss?
Yeah. At the actual office where we film.
Oh, right.
You mean one of his parents?
No.
His relatives.
Relatives. Yeah,
some other guy. Yeah. But no, he's a chill dude. He's like, wait a minute. Is that our couch? He's like, yes. This is what we use the office for. I'm like, oh. Like he didn't quite understand it before.
Nice. Production meeting went well, I'm assuming.
It did.
I was going to think, I got my last loot crate. I got a really cool t-shirt. I just don't remember what's on it right now.
Obviously, it wasn't that cool.
Well, it was cool. I was, like, excited about it. I wore it one day.
Was it the Archer one?
The what?
The Archer one?
No, that
the
was...
The election one?
Last one.
Okay.
That was August. I don't remember. No. Anyways. But the other one was, I'm actually excited. Our t-shirts and sweatshirts and stuff.
Yay!
Buy one. They're actually really cool.
Yeah.
Especially the hoodies.
Yeah, the hoodies.
The hoodies are cozy as balls.
Yeah.
I officially can't wait to get mine.
I'm wearing mine right now.
He is. I'm kind of jealous.
Yeah, well,
when he gave it to me to try on, I did not want to give it back.
They're warm, too. So,
excited.
Yeah, they are on sale. T-shirts, $20. Hoodies are $35. If you get an XXL or larger in either the t-shirt or the hoodie. Actually, I think, yeah, on either you have to add $3. You know what? It's fine. And you can either find one of us if you know us or go on our Facebook page and you can go through Google Wallet and pay us that way.
Yep. The price you have to pay for being chubby, right, guys?
Right.
My fellow brethren, you get
sucks.
It. You get it.
I feel for you guys, and I'm sorry that has to happen to you. I'm going to sit over here and spend my $20 anyways, but I feel for you.
Yeah, so
I love the you.
they come in just about any color. The writing is either going to be in white or black, depending on what color you want on the shirt.
By the way, Nick, I have an idea. Maybe we can throw this argument to the listeners, and they'll help us settle it.
So Graham. And Crystal.
And Crystal. And Megan.
When she gets caught up.
Right. So Nick and I have been sort of casually having this argument about the t-shirts. Nick has put a QR code on it to access the website.
The Facebook page, yeah.
To access the Facebook page, which is neat, but I say people don't use QR codes anymore.
I was too polite to say it.
Yeah. No, and I am not.
Whatever.
So my thing is, I don't think people use QR codes anymore. So I'm going to throw it out to the listeners. Hit us up on Facebook and let us know. Do you think QR codes are still in, or would you rather see our website name on the on the shirt?
If we put a website, you're going to just put the you can just put find us on Facebook, or is it going to be geeksbynumbers.com or?
Well, I suppose we'd have to figure that out. But I'm just saying QR codes kind of look, nobody uses them, so it looks sort of dopey on the shirt.
No, whatever.
But
again, it was my choice, and
I know
this is the first run. We can always change them.
Yeah. And that's why I'm throwing it to the listeners. On the second run, we can change them if people don't like them. Yeah.
And come springtime, we'll probably do like tank tops and stuff. But
booty shorts. I don't know why I said that.
Panties. Sorry, we're going to do panties.
Then we can put the QR code on there.
I like the best threesome ever font, though.
I've come around to the font. I actually really love it.
Yeah, and this, the not what you were expecting, but just as fun, was I like how it looks like the old-timey.
It looks like the old label maker labels.
Yes, that's what I wanted.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
And I like how the nice thing about it, too, is that when she pulls the stuff out, I was watching her do it, they aren't always exactly the same.
Oh,
so
they
might, the wording will be slightly different.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
So, sounds, I mean, it'll still be this, but the spacing.
The spacing will be different. You may have different spacing on your shirt versus everyone else's.
Yeah. It's not really changing anything other than the words, but.
Yeah.
But yeah, they come in just about any color. T-shirts, everything's on the front with the hoodies. For right now, the QR code's on the front breast part and then the...
titties.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Doctor.
Well, there is a reason I thought... Somebody was asking me about this, about why didn't you put the best room three some everything on the back of the T-shirt? And I said, well, because when ladies wear the shirt, it sells itself. The product sells itself.
Yeah, it's true.
100% fact.
Right. And the t-shirts come in unisex t-shirts, or they come in female version t-shirts with either a round neck or a V-neck.
We got some complaints.
So those are available.
I'll just call her out. I don't care.
It was more than just Joanna.
But she was the main one. That's why I'm calling her
out. She
was
the most vocal. It's true.
Yeah. Vocal to you guys. Nobody ever said anything to me.
She has problems because she's tiny and a lady.
I understand.
She is both tiny and a lady.
But nobody ever said anything to me.
Okay. I'm sorry. Tiny and female. Let's not assume she's a lady.
Oh, she's a lady.
She's a lady. whoa, she's a lady.
Throw one more in just for good measure.
Nah, I'm not your monkey.
Monkey, dance.
There you go.
Who are you?
Probably the only George Michael song to not be in Keanu.
No, all
right. I still have to watch that movie.
Oh, so good. Please do. Please, God, do.
I'll watch it tonight.
It's so good.
But yeah, so we have those colors. Just let us know if you order through the Google Wallet. In the notes section, just put your name, address, the size you want, if you want a female version, if you want the round neck, what color, et cetera, et cetera. And then you pay us the money, and we go from there.
They're really good looking t-shirts and hoodies. I'm super excited about the hoodie. I'm going to get my hoodie in them.
I'm going to wear the balls out of this thing, trust
right?
me.
Yeah, I'm going to.
So am I now. Now that I've felt the inside of it.
I probably should have ordered two just because I should know in advance that Crystal's going to steal mine.
Oh, yeah. But, with her boobalicious figure, you probably are going to have to spend an extra $3.
No.
No?
No. You're going to have to cut.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Hooray!
I'm already excited.
Show pictures. Send pictures.
Please. Jesus. We can advertise. And once we start... And
yes!
And actually, if you order
it's
one...
It's not ogling if we're using her to sell our merchandise.
Actually, I would pose this. If people actually, when they start getting them and start ordering them and buying them and getting them, I would like to have people post pictures of themselves in the t-shirts.
Please
yeah, absolutely.
Or the
post
hoodies.
Post them on our Facebook page.
Yes, please do. Absolutely. And if you post them on one of our Facebook pages, we'll ask you if we can... For your permission, and we'll post it on the best threesome ever.
Yeah.
I think it'd be awesome.
It'd be great.
Any other news that we got?
I was going to talk about Son of Zorn, but I don't think anybody here watches it.
Son of Zorn.
Son of Zorn, and I plan on it. My list is extensive right now because it looks funny.
It does. And I can't think of the actress's name, but the one that plays the wife, I think she's hilarious.
So do you remember, I think it was season two or season three of Arrow, first season of Flash. they did that neat little Fight Club trailer.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So they did a second one.
Really?
To welcome Supergirl to the CW.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Did you see it?
I have not yet. Graham told me to, but I have not yet.
I almost want to tell Nick to pause this so we can watch it.
You can watch it after.
We can watch it after. I don't want anything to go wrong. You know how things go.
Oh, no, that's fair, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you know how things go here.
Right. It's not like it took 3 hours for the computer to load up tonight.
Well, you know, whatever. I just wanted to restart it, and it decided to update on its own.
I know. It sounded like it took 4 hours for the computer to reload tonight.
Every time he mentions it, I think he's going to add an hour.
That it took 5 hours for the computer to load. I'm the only one who's going to be funny tonight. I might as well try my hardest.
Trying a little too hard.
I don't care.
All right.
There was something else I was going to talk about. I don't remember what it was. Fuck.
You had asked if we had seen Magnificent Seven yet.
Oh, and
we're losers, so we haven't.
Yeah,
I did. My day off after Fest, I decided to treat myself.
Let's have a review then.
All right.
No spoilers.
I'm not going to spoil it. I promise you I won't spoil anything.
I don't care about them. I care about me.
I have a very generic review of it. It's not a bad review. It's just generic and without spoilers. I was going
to say, it sounds like, from everything I've heard, most people have been giving the generic review because it's kind of generic.
It is what it is. I mean, you're going to go see a Western, and that's what you see. It's very Western. I felt it was very good. I liked it. I was entertained by it. The ending was a little different than I expected, but it was still good. And I felt it was today's Western that would have been a very popular Western back in the 40s, 50s. Like one of those, you know, John Wayne-esque.
They were big in the 50s and 60s, but sure.
Yeah. Sorry, 50s and 60s. You know, so those big type of Western movies. I feel like the Magnificent Seven that they made now is today's version of that. And so it was very action-packed, very good. Nothing, like, super spectacular, but very... a more modern version of cowboys and shooting, just because it was like, okay, that's a little...
They could do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Because to keep today's audience, you have to do something clever and fancy, and it was very John Woo-ish.
I don't know. True Grit. Kind of got away with keeping it old school and still being outstanding.
That's what I've heard.
But it was, yeah.
You haven't seen True Grit?
I haven't seen
True Grit. Oh, it's very good. So good.
Sorry.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Absolutely.
Put it on your list.
I thought the original was amazing.
Do it.
The original is also very good. But
the only time John Wayne's ever won an Oscar.
Do it.
Right. But the new one, the updated True Grit was.
Do it.
Was a good remake without killing the classic.
I just finally got around to Mad Max, sir.
Shia LaBeouf, can you bring it in on this one? Just do it!
See, now you're trying, and thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So anyways, but yeah, it was very good. I would say, you know, pay full price on our scale.
Fair enough.
No. Yep, absolutely.
I keep meaning to. Graham and I made about 47 plans, and shit just kept coming up.
Yeah, well, the Monday after Fest, I got on my motorcycle, took a nice long ride, did a couple errands, went to go see a movie. I got on my steel horse, and I rode. Yep.
I'm wanted, dead or alive.
I was actually that song was going through my head after I saw Magnificent Seven and got back on my motorcycle. I'm like, I'm because I actually had my cowboy boots on. Not because I was going to see that movie, because I just, that's what I wear when I ride my motorcycle.
Right.
Because I'm a cowboy.
I was going to pose this.
On a steel horse I ride.
One time singing the song, not enough for him. He's just got to keep going.
No, it was just the line that he didn't sing. Which is honestly my favorite line in that song. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Out of all, I'm a big fan of Bon Jovi. That is not one of my favorite Bon Jovi songs.
I feel like I'm supposed to like it ironically, but honestly, it's just wonderful.
I just like it.
Yeah. I just like it. I feel like I'm supposed to like it ironically.
I can understand why, but I just not, as a Bon Jovi fan, not my...
Well, okay, so this Magnificent Seven brings up a good question. Did you guys watch Westerns as kids?
Yeah. Yes.
Did you? Okay, because I grew up in that house where we had Westerns playing. The neighbor watched Westerns at my dad's house.
Watched a lot of John Wayne.
My grandfather loved Westerns.
Grandfather loved C-SPAN.
Weird.
I watched a lot because of the same best friend family with Hunk of Man Meat. The father, Westerns are probably 90% of his of his watching, and I watched. I've seen quite a few very good ones because of him. So.
Yeah, I watched a lot of them because they were on TV, and it was kind of a mix of that, the Three Stooges, the original Little Rascals, a lot of those old Laurel and Hardy.
So you watched TCM?
No, right before then. This is before then. Before TCM. Like Saturday mornings, as
boom, you're old.
Yeah,
yeah,
I am.
Say it was that stuff is all on its own channel now.
Like Sunday mornings, it would be on, and I was as a kid, I would get up very early for some stupid reason, which I can't seem to do anymore. But yeah, it would be on like Sunday mornings, and I would watch it.
So I'm pretty sure either the statute of limitations has gone out on this, or you know, it's not actually that big of a fucking deal. So I can tell this story. My dad lived in an apartment building with like 15 other people, of course, and we had our TV hooked up to the cable mount in the wall, and we got like a total of 7 cable channels. One of them was TCM. My father may or may not have paid for cable for, you know, 10 plus years, because for a while it was like just 7 channels, and then like year 4 or 5 that he was doing it, it bumped up to like the basic cable package and right. A little bit of HBO.
Nice.
So, which was nice. Yeah. I enjoyed it a lot. But TCM was on the TV almost all the time. And, you know, Saturday, Sunday mornings, they played Westerns all day long.
Yeah.
So did you guys have a favorite Western growing up then, or?
I can't remember the name of the movie, but it's a John Wayne one where he's floating down the river and he's got like the Gatling gun on the boat. And at some point, I can't remember the name of it though.
I don't know if that's a Western.
It was. I don't know if it was a Western, but he was a cowboy. It was a John Wayne cowboy. Hmm. I forget what it was, but I always liked that one.
Right. Kevin?
There's a few I liked. A lot of them I can't remember the name of. I actually liked McClintock. McClintock was always a good one. Always a good one. I loved a lot of the Clint Eastwoods.
Was that one with Catherine Hepburn, or was that the one after?
I think that was Catherine Hepburn. With Catherine Hepburn. And I loved a couple of the Clint Eastwood ones. Like
Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
Oh, of course, you can't.
Fistful of Dollars. Yeah. A few dollars more, sure.
Took me a while to get into those ones.
Yeah, I did not actually enjoy them until I was an adult. Because I couldn't appreciate the nuance.
Makes sense.
Yeah. One of my favorites growing up, I've got a couple, like, I have to separate them into categories because I really did grow up liking a lot of the Westerns. So there was the non-John Wayne Western, which for me was My Darling Clementine. Henry Fonda.
Yep.
Squeaky McOldVoice. What the fuck is it? Walter Brennan.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say Walter Cronkite.
No, I was too. I was like, Walter?
Huh? Walter Brennan, who was always clearly the old prospector in everything.
Yeah. Literally everything.
Literally everything.
Literally the old prospector in everything. But My Darling Clementine, for me, best non-John Wayne Western from that time period.
Yeah.
Then John Wayne film, El Dorado.
Good one.
Yeah,
good
I was going to say.
Good one.
It's a good one because it's got, you know, it has two actors that before and after had very storied film careers, and neither of them really went back to Westerns. Robert Mitchum, who before that did a lot of war pictures.
Yep.
He was the guy that died in everything. Nah, he was. Like, he has a dying career better than Sean Bean. He dies in The Longest Day. He dies in PT. It, like... Yeah, 108.
I don't know how I forgot one of my favorite movies of all fucking time.
Oh, yeah?
Which is kind of part of this category, but not at the same time. But it's the Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Oh, yeah, no. I absolutely include Butch Cassidy as a Western.
It's without a doubt one of my favorite movies of all time. I love it.
I was going to go on to that and say 70s Westerns, which I are named, a different era of
I Western. Named my junk after them.
Butch and Sundance?
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Once again, I wish people could see our hand gestures.
Visual gag and an audio podcast.
That was for
Left
you guys.
Was
I don't care
Butch.
Because he hangs a little lower.
Right. Cassidy was at the righty. And the Sundance Kid was...
the fuck?
His chef.
Was the show.
But yeah, I was gonna move on to that and say 70s Westerns, which were very different, I think.
Very different.
Very different from that classic 50s, 60s John Wayne-style Western. They were grittier. They had a little bit more nuance. Not everyone was a white hat or a black hat.
Right.
Everyone wore a different shade of gray hat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I was gonna,
well, now you want to see a weird Western porn parody of 50 Shades of Grey. You're welcome. 50 Shades of Grey hat.
Jesus.
But the
racist cliche started to evolve.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We start to get away from those a little bit, thankfully. They're still there. They're just
oh, of course.
They're a little better and a little more nuanced, right. Thankfully.
But I still love that being said, with these classic movies, I still love a lot of the modern Westerns. You know, 310 to Yuma.
Ten to Yuma, so good.
I was just gonna say. Then there's the category of the modern Western, like 70. There's 60s, 50s, 60s classic Western.
Wild Wild West.
Boo! Fuck off.
Do I have to go back and try to be funny again?
Yes.
Don't make him do that.
No, I don't wanna. No, I was gonna say. Then there's the modern Western era. That's your The Quick and the Dead's, Unforgiven's.
Unforgiven's.
310 to Yuma. What was that one?
310 to Yuma is a remake though.
Wyatt Earp. Terrible movie.
Tombstone.
Actually, yeah, Wyatt Earp. Tombstone.
Tombstone was good. Wyatt Earp sucked my left. It sucked Butch in Hell.
but it was more historically accurate.
I don't care.
Yeah, but Kevin Costner did.
I know, it's better, Kevin Costner.
Yeah, no, and he did a better Western before that, which, by the way, is my favorite Western.
Dances with Wolves?
No, go fuck yourself. You fucking die in a goddamn fire.
I didn't hear what he said.
He said Dances with Wolves.
Oh, fuck you.
Fuck you. Go fuck yourself, sir. No, I was going to say Silverado.
I haven't seen it.
Silverado with Kevin Costner?
No, yeah, Kevin Okay, two Kevins in that movie.
Yeah,
1985. It was shot on a soundstage in Utah. It, beautiful, beautiful cinematography. It's by the same guy who did I'll look it up. But anyways, Kevin Costner, Danny Glover, Kevin Klein, Scott Glenn. Hang on, Scott Glenn, who plays Stick in Daredevil season 2.
Oh yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
They're the four good guys.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. Brian Dennehy plays the bad guy.
Shut up,
Brian.
So does Jeff Goldblum.
Yep.
Linda Hunt is the damsel in distress.
Wow.
Yeah.
How have I not seen this?
John Cleese has an amazing 5-minute part. No, he's perfect. He John Cleese's everywhere.
Yeah, I'm sure he John Cleese the fucking shit out of that.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love it. I'm pretty sure Ricky Schroeder shows up. Oh, no, I knew who it was. Wilson without a fence in front of his face.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have seen this.
I saw it a long time ago. I don't remember much of it, but I did. I have seen it.
Oh, and the unattractive Arquette sibling.
The
woman, Rosanna.
The one, not the one that just died.
No.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's in, yeah.
You know, the coach in Major League, he shows up for 5 minutes. And he has a great part, and he just gravels all over his part, just like he always does. Wow, that was not bad, actually. Pretty, Brett, I want to know the name of that actor so I can tell people I can do an impression of him.
Oh, my God. How underwhelming.
Right? Exactly. No, it's a great film. It's sort of that classic gunslinger rides into town, saves the town.
Yeah. Right. Three Amigos.
Three Amigos. Oh,
do I love the Three Amigos.
Funny as fuck.
Not really technically a Western, but also kind of.
But if we're going to include Three Amigos, why the hell are we not talking about Blazing Saddles?
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Parody Westerns, yeah.
Brian agrees with me.
Yeah. You know, and you want to know what movies weren't good, but I still love them?
Okay.
Young Guns.
Oh.
Historically, totally inaccurate as fuck, but I enjoy them. I thought they were entertaining.
Back to Bon Jovi.
Well, just the second one, and he was in it for all of 2 seconds. And he technically wrote the soundtrack for it.
Yes, I know. That's
I Dead or Alive. Song was not in that movie.
Okay, just okay.
And I was gonna, I was also gonna say that the watching the older westerns though got me into a show that was early mid '90s. It's called Young Riders, loosely based on the Pony Express.
Didn't they recently just start doing a remake of that?
I don't know, but yeah, it was. There's a huge list of. No, it wasn't.
Oh, Bonanza.
No, it was not Bonanza. Never watched
except for anyone who wasn't white.
It had a huge list of now big stars in it, but it was a very entertaining show. And I'll list off some of the actors that were in it: Stephen Baldwin, Josh Brolin.
It's Stephen.
Is it Stephen? Mm-hmm. Right. So Stephen Baldwin, Josh Brolin. That's where he got his.
Love Josh Brolin.
Yeah, very good in it.
Right.
Who was super fucking good, Andrew Grant.
Anthony Zerbe. You would recognize him. He was the admiral in the Star Trek movie Insurrection who wanted Picard to leave.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he was in it.
Ugly face.
Travis Fine, Don Franklin. Brett Cullen was in it. If you saw him, you would know who he was. But yeah, very enjoyable. Very enjoyable show. I actually own all of the season somewhere on DVD. It's enjoyable. Liked it. Okay.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Westerns.
Yeah. But no, I absolutely recommend Silverado. You should find a copy of it. There's one on Amazon Prime.
And if it has Jeff Goldblum in it, Crystal will definitely watch it with me. So.
Oh, yeah. It's like $4 to rent, or like $3 to rent on Amazon right now. I recommend it. I thoroughly recommend it. You'll enjoy it. It's a fun little, you know...
A little romp.
Well, yeah, exactly, yeah.
You didn't want to say romp, but I could see that you wanted to say romp.
Yeah. I was like, I don't want to say that because that's really corny. But yeah, it's absolutely an excellent little movie romp.
Well, fair the fuck enough.
Yeah.
So I just found out that Young Riders apparently won 2 Emmys, one for Outstanding Achievement Music Composition and Outstanding Costume for a Series.
Tech!
Yay!
Yeah.
Hey, they deserve awards too.
It's true, they do.
Costumes. Costumes isn't really tech. It's costumes. Man. They were not on my tech.
I mean,
they were, but you have to have costumes.
They're tech.
It's a whole different department.
Yeah, but it's
a different. But if it comes out of a different budget, then it's a different.
Can we talk about how I'm really super tired of movies with historically accurate costumes winning best costuming? It's like, where's the you looked at a picture and then you made that thing. That's how's that? Like, give it to a thing that makes its own costumes out of an idea somebody had in their head.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, but then we go back to sci-fi pictures getting best costume.
Yeah, good. They deserve to win something for some reason.
Makeup usually.
I agree.
I'm really tired of sci-fi just getting farted on.
Well, getting on the technical awards,
they get visual effects,
makeup,
and visual effects.
Although I always hate it when a movie that has like just simple makeup done and then they win versus like really you put some rouge and some blush and some eyeshadow and that's it and you won best makeup. I don't see.
I also really dislike it, like when a Quentin Tarantino style film gets best makeup, just because you put some red dye and some corn syrup together. That's not makeup. That's fucking fake blood. Settle down.
But making the wound look real.
Yeah, no, I mean, yes. That's if there's a wound.
In a Quentin Tarantino movie, there's always wounds.
Yeah. Right. But, I mean, how often do they show the wound?
Quite often.
Yeah, don't you remember
in Reservoir Dogs when they rip that dude's
cuts his ear off?
Right.
Yes, I'm talking about...
Or Kill Bill when she's slashing all those dudes in the...
Awesome.
In Japan?
I said Quentin Tarantino style.
Bill. Hey. I'm just. you wanted examples. We gave them to you, bitch.
Yeah, you did.
You didn't mean. And so you didn't specifically mean Quentin Tarantino.
No, I said style. Film,
okay, like, I'm sorry. I missed that.
Quentin Tarantino being the exception. Not many of them will show the wound.
Mm.
Tarantino shows the wound. Yes, and yes, that's, he deserves best.
That's
makeup
because Quentin Tarantino has done this magical
thing.
Let's see if
he can get through this without laughing.
Where he can create, he can spend a lot of money to make a cheap looking movie.
Yes.
And I don't mean that as an insult.
No, I know
that
you.
That Kill Bill, because the blood was very, very like, we just put like, red water coming spraying out everywhere.
Old Faithful. Yeah. Kind of reliable.
Yeah. Right.
You're welcome.
And you know it's campy, but it's in that real version. But like he said, it's like an anime, a live version anime, and that's kind of what
makes,
it is.
He makes very high quality B movies.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, not as an insult, just as a,
no, that's no.
You know, the campy.
Yeah.
And that's what he does, and that's it's good. He's very good at it.
And I still haven't seen his new movie, and I keep meaning to. And
which?
Hateful Eight?
Yeah.
Don't.
Really?
No. Yeah. I would say watch it.
I don't know what that was.
I enjoyed it.
I think my hard drive just blew up. sorry.
My theory is just watch it and form your own opinion. But I wouldn't put it on my list of favorite Tarantino movies, but I still found it enjoyable. It was slow going, but still enjoyable.
I agree. Go see the movie and judge it on its own merits. That said, I will say, if you don't hate the plot twist, you're a fucking idiot.
And man, now that I know there's a plot twist...
It's a Tarantino movie, of course.
It's a Tarantino movie. They all have plot twists.
Oh, wow. All of a sudden, these two are taking me serious. That's weird.
I liked it.
I
mean, like I said, it was not a favorite Tarantino movie, but it's enjoyable.
Yeah. No.
I'd rather watch, Django 5 times more, but...
Right?
Oh, God. How good was Django and Django?
Right?
Fuck.
And then you read all this stuff about it, like how... Leonardo DiCaprio didn't like using the N-word as much as he's like, I can't do this. I can't.
Yeah, he's like, I feel
and then
horrible.
I think there's an interview with Samuel Jackson. He's like, yeah, I had to take Leo backstage. He'd be like, listen, motherfucker. Like, he just gives this brilliant, like, I just told him, listen, motherfucker, pony the fuck up and just say it. Who the fuck cares? Nobody's going to give a shit. And it was just
called acting. though, speaking of freed slaves being badass, I'm looking forward to the new Matthew McConaughey movie.
Oh, Free State of Jones?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
It looks super good.
There's another one coming out called Birth of a Nation.
Yes.
About it's a remake.
No, it is not.
Not a remake of Birth of a Nation?
No, it's not a remake of Birth of a Nation. It is.
Good.
Yeah, right. First of all, it's a film based on Nat Turner's Rebellion. The historical events of Nat Turner's Rebellion. And the director specifically picked that name for the reasons that you think he did.
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Good.
He essentially went, we're reclaiming this.
Good. Because awesome. Fuck those guys.
Yeah. For those that don't know, there's a movie from 1915 by a guy named D.W. Griffith.
Yep.
One of the worst things to have ever been created.
Yeah.
Most D. racist, D.
is
worst.
The most racist filmmaker ever.
We watched it in film noir class.
You're right. Anyways, it's essentially a KKK propaganda film.
Yeah, pretty much.
It discusses and dramatizes the founding of the Ku Klux Klan,
mm-hmm.
All framed around this one story point, and it's awful.
Worst.
It's awful. But this film, this new Birth of a Nation, is by a director named Nate Parker, and he's directing, also starring in the film. Now, there's a little bit of controversy around this as well, because there's a rape scene in the film that isn't in the original narrative. Apparently, Nat Turner's wife gets raped, and that's what makes him start the rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
That's not in the original story. And people find that thoroughly interesting, because Nate Parker and his writing partner were accused in 1999 of getting a little drinky and finding a lady and, molesting and raping her.
Interesting.
Sorry?
I said interesting.
Oh, wow. I don't know how I missed the word interesting. That's weird. But yeah, so there's a little bit of controversy around that, and he was acquitted. The other guy was convicted, but then it was overturned, and the victim committed suicide in 2012.
More interesting.
Yeah. There's a whole bunch of controversy around it, and people are just like, and you put a rape scene in your film that didn't need a rape scene because it didn't actually happen in the first place.
Oh, that movie's coming out this week, actually.
Yes, it comes out this week.
There's another movie that Kevin and I talked about, The Passenger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks super good.
What is this?
With Star-Lord and Mystique.
Yeah, Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Basically, it's this ship going to New Earth. It's a space thriller kind of a thing. So everyone's in cryo sleep and they're woken up for some reason.
It's supposed to be asleep for like 210 years.
Yeah, and they're woken up. There's like this robo bartender.
played by the guy that was a bartender in Tron.
Yeah, and they're like, and they're like kind of flirting with each other and you know, being cute, but then they're like, okay, so, and apparently there's a big reason they were woken up, and that's like supposed to be the big
plot point that nobody knows why. 90 years early, and there's there's a big, like, in, I think the very end of the trailer is Chris Pratt going, "We were woken up for a reason," and then just boom, end of the trailer. And
you're like, watch the trailer because it looks fucking incredible.
Yeah, it's
and I'm very excited to go see it.
Yeah, I am too. It looks very, very good. Especially for like two people in a big, large spaceship. You're like, okay, we've seen this before, but
that sounds interesting.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it'll be a pretty good, you know. I like talkie dramas. I like them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're fun. I don't need a whole lot of action.
This one looks like it's going to have like a little bit. A
little bit?
I think there's. I think it's going to be kind of Sunshine. A little bit like Sunshine.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless
Mind. No, Sunshine.
Sunshine.
Have you never seen Sunshine?
No.
Where they're it's basically the core, but they're the sun.
Oh.
Okay. Cillian Murphy.
Interesting.
Wow, I've already lost interest.
Oh no! See this movie. See Sunshine.
When did it come out?
Don't make that face. No.
When did it come out? You just used the word ot.
Yes.
Wow.
Sunshine.
I want to say like 08.
2007. Very close.
Oh.
But no, see it. Trust me. You like sci-fi. You like kind of talkie dramas with some thriller bits. See it.
But Eddie Murphy.
No.
50, what? 50 years.
What did you say? Eddie Murphy?
Cillian.
Eddie Cillian.
Eddie Cillian?
No, Cillian Murphy.
Oh, Cillian Murphy. Oh, okay. Now I'm actually interested.
Scarecrow.
I thought you said Eddie Murphy.
No, Scarecrow.
Okay. Cillian Murphy.
Yes.
That's different.
Chris Evans is in it, too.
Yes, Chris Evans is in it. Yes. Oh. It's so good.
Oh, Michelle Yeoh's in it, too. Awesome.
Yeah. Oh. I watched Silverado. You watched the fuck out of Sunshine.
All right. Deal.
Doc. Wait. A gentleman's agreement. Huzzah!
Wow, look at this cast of characters in this movie.
Yeah, no, everyone's in that movie, and it's so fucking good.
That one, I can't ever... he's an Asian guy that's in, like, every Asian movie.
Donnie Yen.
No, Hirokai Santa. I can't. I'm not even gonna.
Quacky Serpy Niku.
Mark Strong. Is Mark Strong is in it? Cliff Curtis.
Oh, wow. Mary Mother of God, I don't speak Japanese.
Thank you, Jesse.
Jesus.
Jesse the Body. Thank you.
Chris.
No. Let it go.
Fair enough.
I got it. It was Chris Farley. It's Chris Farley. Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I'm a little impressed. It's not like, you know. That impression was a deep cut for Kevin.
It was.
Yeah.
He barely
pulls out Chris Farley, so.
Anymore. And you know I'm capable of better. You've heard my Matt Foley.
Yeah, your Matt Foley is
awesome.
I was also being thoroughly sarcastic.
My friend John does an awesome.
I haven't really done a lot of Chris Farley lately.
My friend John does.
Every episode you do a Chris Farley impression.
Do I?
Yeah.
I don't think that's true. I don't think it's true.
Like I would, in the rare instances, recently, the only time I've really done it, in the rare instances, I did the witness on Eunuch. Is the only time I would really pull it out. And that's where I do slammed in a car door. I kind of Farley that thing up.
Yeah.
My friend John does a very good Man Down by the River. Fan Down by the River, dude.
Right.
Man Down by the River.
So yeah, the passenger looks good. And in kind of nerd tech news, apparently NASA, I believe it was NASA, has actually developed a hypothetical, practical, actually working warp drive.
Yeah, they're getting close.
They're very close.
Awesome.
And they have already decided that the first ship to use it will be named the Enterprise.
Yes. Which is like, hi, are we following movies? I mean, are we going to... It's.
Well, I mean, technically, the first ship in the Star Trek universe that used a warp drive was the Phoenix.
That's true. That is true.
So, if anything, if they want to be real nerds, they would call it that. But, obviously...
Regardless, yes. But it is called the Enterprise, yeah. And it's very interesting. And I'll have to post that article because it was in... I read it and saw the little video, and it was very fascinating. And it works a lot on Einstein's principle of relativity and bending space and bending time and being able to travel very fast and very cool. I got a big nerd boner reading it.
By the way,
they better play that song when they launch that bitch.
Really, I feel like they should play a little Kenny Loggins' "Danger Zone."
Yes.
You're welcome.
Did you? We did talk about that about how you listen. Did we talk about that? No, yeah, we did on the last podcast. So you listened to Danger Zone while playing that.
While playing the dogfight game at Dave and Buster's.
Oh.
So I used my tickets to buy these headphones because I meant to bring some and I forgot. So I used my tickets and I bought some headphones. They're actually really good headphones. I really like them. So I plugged it into my phone and popped a couple credits into the fighter pilot one. Yeah, the fighter pilot one. I blasted Danger Zone while doing it, and I got the highest score I've ever gotten on that game.
Now we know Kevin's secret.
It's awesome. Oh, by the way, that impression I did of the coach for Major League, James Gammon.
Oh, yeah.
So now I can tell people I do a terrific James Gammon.
Gammon, not Gannon, right?
Yeah, Gammon.
Okay. At first I thought you said Gannon. I was like, does he fight Stephen Link? Or
No. James Backgammon. Gammon,
got
yeah,
it.
Backgammon, catch him. Yeah. All right. Anything else we need to discuss on this podcast?
Bridge.
Checkers. Backgammon. Cribbage.
Connect Four.
Yahtzee.
Battleship.
Bingo.
Boo. Shoots and Ladders.
All right. Well, this has been Best Threesome Ever.
Jenga.
Right on point, Kevin. Right on time.
You're
good timing. Your comedy timing is flawless.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Yes, this has been Best Threesome Ever, sponsored by Mind's Eye Comic. I'm Nick.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Kevin.
And we'll see you next time.
And it's an Egan.
Sure is, Rob. It sure is.
Views held here by the nerds of Best Threesome Ever do not necessarily reflect the views of men everywhere.